All right. Are you a coach, a consultant, or an online course provider that is struggling to work out how to create your action plan for success, and you're not quite clear on exactly what you need to do next to move forward to create the results that you want? If that's the case, then today's episode is designed for you. My name's Adam McKenzie, and I want to welcome you to, I guess, the brand new I Love Changing Lives show, all right? Over the last 3 months, we've completely changed our business model, our branding, what it is that we are going to be doing within the market, and I'm excited to be back in front of you guys with another weekly episode, right? And if this is the first time you've watched the video, I want to say welcome. If you've been following my journey and our journey over the last 2 to 3 years, then I want to thank you for being a part of that journey and welcome you back to what I know is still going to be a very value-packed weekly show for you, especially if you're trying to grow an online coaching, consulting, or course business. Now, why does clarity equal power? And what is your action plan for success based on that, right? It's what we're going to be diving into today. And there's so much new stuff that I want to share with you. New beard, back in Melbourne now, full time. Lots of stuff going on, but it's been a very interesting 3 months for me in particular, because there's lots of building going on. And as much as I love building, and I'm sure some of you can relate, it doesn't touch my creative side. Like getting in front of you guys now, doing episodes, sharing all of the stuff that's inside this shiny bald head is what really excites me. It's what I'm really passionate about. So it's nice to be back, and I'm looking forward to getting these episodes going again on a weekly basis. Now, one of the biggest things I see with so many entrepreneurs that come into our program or that we get on free calls with, is this, right? It's the lack of clarity. And I shared an email with my list yesterday about a story about a guy, Joel, that was a free call that I did, you know, months ago now. And it still stays in my head just because it was such a great example of why a lack of clarity is holding you back from creating a level of success that you want and generating the power of momentum and consistency in your business because of the lack of clarity. So I'm going to dive through a few different points. We'll dissect this, and hopefully I'm going to leave you guys with an action plan and some things that you can do right now after this episode on a day-to-day basis to start creating more clarity, to start generating more power to create the level of success that you want in your life and in your business. So first point here is, why is it even important to gain clarity? Right? You would think that that would be the first place that we all want to start, right? Because if we're not clear on where we're going, how are we going to end up there, right? If there's no clear address in the GPS, how are you going to know what to put into your phone or into your GPS in the car to end up there, right? We all understand that, but yet why do so many of us lack clarity when it comes to our business model in particular, right? It's very easy to share with somebody what you want. It's very easy to share with them all the things that you love and that you like and what you want to earn and what you want to do with that earning and why it's important to you. Like, we're so clear on that side of things, but yet we lose all clarity when it comes to what is going to be the vehicle. And not so much just what is it going to be, but what are all the little pieces that need to be running at a certain level, and how do they need to be running in order to create those results and in order to create that new reality for yourself? So that it's left with a gap, right? Like, we know what we want. We choose a particular vehicle for a whole bunch of different reasons, right? And that's almost a whole nother episode, right? Diving into what vehicle is the right vehicle for you. And we end up either choosing a vehicle because it's something we see, it hits the greed button, like, oh, I want to make that amount of money in that amount of time. We see other people doing it, we think that would be nice. We want to do it because of the idea of freedom that we have attached to it. We want to do it because of the income potential. We want to do it because it's only us and I'm not working for anybody else, right? There's all of these different reasons why we choose a vehicle. But the gap exists because once we choose a vehicle, we're not quite sure, and often for a lot of people, you're not sure at all on what all of those little pieces are that make that vehicle run and make it run in a way that you end up where you want to end up. And people stay frustrated in this place for so long because they know what they want. They can see who they want to be sometimes, right? If they've spent a good amount of time with self-development, they are going to be fairly clear on who they want to be, you know, how they want to be, who they want to connect with, what are the type of values they want to have, what the type of life and lifestyle that they want to have, right? Like, we have clarity around that, but then we're missing the pieces to get this vehicle to carry us to that end destination. So then we stay frustrated, right? And we stay around the circle. And then rather than figuring out and doing everything you need to do to get this vehicle to end up where you were to drive you and to end up where you want to end up, we end up switching vehicles or we end up switching out parts. And then we choose another part and another part and another part, and we never end up where we want to be because we're spinning our wheels. We're constantly changing our tires and changing parts of the vehicle, that the vehicle is never actually moving forward. It's never actually getting any closer to your end destination, right? And that's my analogy for today, right? But I see this all the time. And those parts in your business model are your marketing. They're your images. They're the tools. They're the softwares. There's the type of ad campaign. There's the social media platform. There's the this course and that course and this event and all of these things that are constantly keeping you distracted, and you're pulling apart that vehicle and you're slapping different pieces on it, right? Creating that what I call a duct tape solution to try and get this vehicle to actually move forward. But if you look at what you're actually putting the most amount of time into, you're putting the most amount of time into trying to get this vehicle to do whatever you want it to do except move forward, right? We're not actually moving forward. We're not getting any closer to that end destination. And that's how you end up 3 months, 6 months, 18 months, 5 years without ever creating the realities that you want. And I've said this a gazillion times, those of you who are here from my old episodes, that you have to start with the end in mind. And the reason why clarity is so important is that if I am not clear on how everything looks at the end destination, I can't work back from that with the clarity to know what the next steps are that I need to take in order to create that, right? And that clarity in those steps is what closes the gap. Because even if you're not clear on all of the steps, even if you're not clear on all of the how, it doesn't matter as long as you're clear on the next step. As long as I'm clear on, okay, if I push the vehicle this one next step, it's going to move forward. If I push it another next step, it's going to move forward, right? And then you'll start to figure things out as you're moving forward to then gain the power of momentum, right? We all know pushing a car from the beginning is tough. Once the wheels start turning, it starts moving, it's a lot easier to push, and often it'll start going on its own, right? So your business is exactly the same and your business model is exactly the same. You have to start with the end in mind. And the biggest reason that I shifted our entire model is that I saw this is where most people stay stuck, right? Is that they have this desire, this passion, this need sometimes to help people solve something, to help them learn how to do something, to gain something, right? It's what they want to do because of what they've learned through their own journey or their own experience or their own failures sometimes. And then we know that's what we want to do and we're clear. Yep, I want to help people do this, right? Hopefully you're clear on that at least. That's like stage one. And then we've got to find out the vehicle. And then we waste so much time and energy and effort in trying to figure out all the pieces to this vehicle to get it to run that it never actually runs, right? I'm not going to keep repeating myself, but I noticed that that's where so many passionate entrepreneurs are staying stuck. So what we've done is we've created a solution for those people to take care of the vehicle for them. To not only take care of the vehicle for them, but to get in and drive it with them. To drive their traffic, to take care of the technology, the connections, the automations, the ads, the images, the websites, the blogs. Like, we take care of it all so that you can focus on one thing and one thing only. Getting those clients that you want to work with results. Getting to the point where you are being the leader and the inspired, I guess, mentor to the people that you want to help most, right? Putting time, energy, and focus into creating incredible products, programs, services, and being able to deliver on those things in incredible ways that leave your clients with amazing experiences, that allows your business to then gain more momentum by gaining referrals, by gaining testimonials, by gaining more social proof that this person is the type of person that can really help me. All right. And that I've, like I said, after helping hundreds of entrepreneurs over the last 18 months, and our program for 8 weeks was not cheap at all, right? And with our new service, we actually throw it in. We include it because we understand that, yeah, cool, you can get in the vehicle, you can drive it, but you don't necessarily know how to drive it properly. You don't know what all the ins and outs are of the business model and how to scale it and how to grow it and then what to do with your clients, how to get your clients better results, all those different things, right? This was the huge clarity that we found after gaining feedback, right? And that's why, again, why is clarity important? Because clarity allows you to measure something. It allows you to see something. It allows you to work back from something in order to move forward, in order to change direction, course correct, create what you need to, learn what you need to, right? But yet so many of us stay stuck. And one of the easiest ways to know if you're stuck is if you answer to any question about your answer to any question about your business is I don't know, or I'm not sure. Okay, if those are answers that come out of your mouth, all right, it means that you either haven't taken something to where you need it to gain feedback, or you're completely unclear on what your next step is, right? And it's something that as a coach, and you guys will probably see it, you probably see it with your clients, right? Sometimes when you're not emotionally attached to somebody else's business or somebody else's results, right? You care about it, but you're not as emotionally attached as you are with your own results or your own business. And it's so easy for us to look at where somebody is and say, that's your next step. That's literally all you gotta do next. But for them, sometimes there's all this stuff and shit in the way of them being able to see that that's what they need to do. Or even though they need to, even if they can see it, something's holding them back from taking it. And we get the benefit of perspective, right? We can say, no, this is all you need to do. Just do this and you'll end up there, right? But you've gotta be able to do that yourself. Sorry, excuse my throat and my giant sippy cup. And what I mean by that is it's self-reflection, it's gaining the clarity around what I'm doing and is what I'm doing leading me in the direction that I want to go, right? Rather than just going for the sake of going until you headbutt a wall, right? Like, what's the point of that? No wonder it's so frustrating. No wonder you have a headache on a constant basis. So what is it that most people struggle with when it comes to clarity? All right, I'm gonna give it to you. It's very, very simple. Most people struggle to believe they can have or they deserve to have what it is that they want. So they're clear on what they want. They're clear on all of the things I talked about before, right? The lifestyle, the income, the freedom, the family contribution, the helping people, all that stuff, they're clear on it. But they don't believe they can have it, right? That's more powerful than you think, right? They don't believe they can actually achieve it, right? They want it. They can even spend time thinking about it and visualizing about it and meditating about it. But until they believe they can have it, it's never gonna happen. And I'm not talking about sitting back and imagining the Ferrari in your chair and any of that crap, right? What I'm talking about and how to switch things and flip this whole thing on its head so that you can gain that belief is that sometimes you don't have to believe that it's all going to happen now, right? Or that it has to happen in a certain amount of time. And if it doesn't, then you can't have it. I think that's where most people struggle with this belief, and that's why most people stay stuck. All you have to believe in and all you have to gain your own self-belief in is in taking the next step. That's it. And if I know and I trust in myself, right, that I am going to figure out what my next step is. And when I get there, I'm going to figure out what the next step is. And when I get there, I'm going to figure out what the next step is, because I have clarity the whole time on where I want to go. So all I have to do is figure out what the next step is in that process, in that journey. And I just have to believe that I can find that. I can create that. I can take that next step. And when I can do that, again, I can start to create momentum. Clarity is power, all right? Clarity without action is useless, right? It's almost disempowering because I'm clear on what I want, but yet I'm not doing anything to bring it to life. I'm talking about it. I'm telling everybody. I think about it. I dream about it, but I'm not doing anything. I can convince myself and create stories that I am, but am I actually doing something? Right? And that's what you got to be able to self-evaluate. That's why most people don't end up gaining the clarity they want because they stay stuck in this whole belief thing and they don't realize it sometimes and before it's too late, right? Before they start self-sabotaging it and letting overwhelm and frustration take over to then create even less self-belief when all they had to do in the first place was believe in the first step. And then the next step, and then the next step, okay? I talked about why clarity without action is not power, right? And why it's disempowering, but here's a quote I love, and it's so true, and I see this so often, right? Where focus goes, energy flows, right? If I am focused on that next step, and that's the only thing I am focused on, that's where my energy is going to go. And then when my energy goes there and then I create and I take that next step, then I have to focus on the next step again. And then again, I've gone through this process enough times now, right? You understand what I'm saying. But you got to understand that if my focus is still on building this vehicle and all the little pieces and learning marketing and learning Instagram ads and stories and this and that, and do I need to blog? Do I need to create a book? All of my focus is going here, right? Into the building what I think is going to be the magic ticket to create what I want. But yet the vehicle never moved forward. The business model never moved forward. You're not talking to leads. You're not advertising on Facebook. You're not emailing your list. You're not creating content like this to add value to your audience, to allow them to connect with you, your methodology, and then your solution, right? Because I'm too busy learning all this other stuff. I'm too busy consuming versus creating. Right? Which you've got to understand that in this online space, it has to be a very fine balance between how much time and focus I'm willing to put into consuming and learning versus creating and doing. Right? Because one's going to lead you forward to the direction you want to go. One's going to keep you stuck in the same place. Even if it looks like you've got a nice fancy website, even if you've done a book, even if you've learned how to do Facebook ads and everything else, if it's all theoretical, right, and I'm putting so much time, energy, and focus into it, and none of it is being implemented and tested and measured and reevaluated based on the clarity that I'm seeing and finding from what I'm doing, then I'm not ever moving forward. But yet we make ourselves feel better because we've been busy learning and creating and doing. And you know, I'm the first person to put my hand up that it's very easy. And I have many times gone down a rabbit hole where I think, oh, that's a great opportunity. I'll go buy that product. I'll grab that tool. I'll go learn how to do it. And then I spend 5 days on it. And then suddenly I'm like, shit, I haven't done anything that I wanted to do here that's actually going to move the needle. It's actually going to move my business forward. Right, which is going to help me create more clarity around what I need to do next. All right, I talked about starting with the end in mind, but I want to be a little bit more practical around this, right? Rather than just theoretical, right? It's so easy to sit here and dream and hear, yep, start with the end in mind. But what I really like to focus on is what does this business model look like, right? Like if you have an income goal in mind, cool. Let's say it's 10 grand a month, right? So it's a six-figure income, right? Which if you've ever done any work with us or you're one of our clients, like that's three clients for you a month minimum, right? Minimum is three clients a month, right? For some of our clients, it's two clients a month, right? Earns them 10 grand a month. So when you look at that, right? If that's the income goal that I want, how many clients do I need? And you have to work out what is my price point going to be? Then what am I willing to pay to get a client? Because once I know what I'm willing to pay to get a client, I know what I'm willing to invest. Because if I'm going to invest $100 bucks and I know the client's going to be worth $200, I know that for every $100 I'm going to spend, for every client I get, I'm going to recoup an extra $100 back, right? It's a very basic equation, right? For you to sort of wrap your head around. Like for most of our clients, they spend a minimum of $1,000 ad spend a month, right? Which generates them between a 5 to 15 times return. I was on a call with one of my clients yesterday that last month he spent $4,000 and generated 16. Do you know what I mean? Like I would do that all day, every day. And that's $16,000 in his bank account, right? Instantly there in cash. It's not coming because he's got people on a membership that will come in over 6 months. He didn't make $16,000 over 6 months. He made $16,000 in his bank account within that month from that $4,000 of ad spend. All right, so it's what I want you to realize is that once I get clear on what I want, once I get clear on all the little pieces that I wanna have, I then just have to break down each of those to work out, okay, what do I need to do next? Like how much do I need to spend to get a lead, or how much can I spend? Then how much do I need to spend to get a booking or a phone call or somebody to watch my webinar or somebody to buy my lead magnet or my tripwire or whatever you have set up, right? There's so many different models based on whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. But you need to know your numbers, you need to know your metrics, because it's a lot easier to believe in the power of a number versus to believe in the power of a theory. Right? Like a theory is great, a tactic is great, a strategy is great, but until I can see the actual numbers, it's often hard for me to tangibly believe and see how I'm able to achieve that. Right? And I love this as a mentor because I keep things very practical, because most of our clients tend to keep things very emotional. Right? Is that, you know, bring the data, not the drama. Look at exactly what I need to have in place to create that outcome. If it's a system, okay, cool. Who's in charge of the system? What are the pieces within the systems? What are the roles and the tasks, all right? And then what is the system for the system to make sure that it runs, that people are accountable, and that it creates a consistent end result? And you just break it down, right? And then you have that thing sorted and you plug it into the vehicle and it's done, right? And then it runs, rather than sitting here and it's a theory that you understand, but you haven't been able to break it down into practical implementation, practical things that you can, you know, do right now or implement right now to move forward. All right. So when I think of the end in mind, sure, I'm clear on that end thing, whether it's freedom, whether it's time, whether it's income, whether it's the type of clients, whether it's the price point you want to charge. Work back from that. And like, what is step one? And then what are a couple of the other steps that you need to create along the way to bring that, you know, result to life? It's not hard. We just have to be very diligent and very practical and very data driven and practical, you know, about how to go about doing that. One of the things that I like to focus on, I'm going to leave you with this because I didn't want to make this episode too long today, right? I just wanted you to really start looking at how you are going about gaining clarity in your life on a daily basis, right? So I'm going to talk quickly about what your daily practice is around clarity. And then to finish off, I'm going to talk to you about what I call a clarity reset, all right? Depending on where you are right now, what do you need to do to really reset where you are and gain the clarity that you need to move forward, all right? And in terms of daily practice, you can probably hear that. It's our crazy brand new puppy. He loves to run up and down the hall. But as a daily practice, I am a huge believer and not an expert at any way, shape, or form in meditation and in journaling and in a process that I call imagination theater. I started this process about 7 years ago in my life when I was in the lows of lows, right? Those of you who have read my book, you would have read the story. I lost everything in my life, everything within a 1 week period, right? Including my 3 kids. My ex took them away and I never knew when I was gonna see them again. Right, I was at the bottom of the bottom for me, and gaining clarity around what I wanted, who I wanted to be, was really tough when I felt like a failure, when I felt like everything I just spent 15 years prior building to create and sacrificing that was all gone within a 6-day period. I felt deflated, and to start putting time into thinking about what I wanted, my visions and goals and all those things, was like the last thing I wanted to do. So rather than staying in that thought pattern, I took it to a practical implementation. every single day, regardless of how I felt, right? Because I didn't feel good at all. Emotionally, I did not feel good. I had to then, I had to then start working out, well, even if I don't feel the way I want to feel, what do I need to do to eventually start gaining momentum to start feeling a different way, right? And it came down to these three things, right? And if you're not doing these things, three things yet, maybe start with one and then add the second, then add the third, because for me, they're part of my daily ritual every day and they empower me to gain the clarity that I need every single day. And then they also now help me create the feeling that I want within myself every single day, right? Which again, gives me more confidence and empowers me to really do what I wanna do with the level of passion and energy that I wanna do it. All right, and the first one for me is meditation. I struggle, I have ADD, hardcore, I have had it my whole life, right? I need to do guided meditation. So for me, I have about 5 different guided meditations, most of them around 20 minutes long, and I let somebody guide me through the process, which works really well for me, right? Sometimes I can feel myself go off to a tangent, but having somebody guide the process, it always pulls me back in, which I love, right? Journaling, another huge one. So every single day I write down the things I'm grateful for. I write down the lessons I've learned. I write down my wins for the day. I write down what I call my power statement, something about me or about what I'm doing that, you know, gives me real energy and focus around, you know, what I'm doing and what I'm great at, right? Which is really weird. Writing down a statement about what you are great at is not easy for a lot of people. It wasn't for me for a long time. I almost felt like an imposter when I was writing it down. But the more I write it down, the more I think about it, the more it really resonates with me. I'm like, yep, you know what? That's exactly who I am and what I do and what I can do or what I'm capable of. And it does. It empowers me every single day. It makes me feel great. All right. And the third one is what I call imagination theater. All right, so those of you with ADD, maybe leave this one to last, because this one took me, I still struggle with it, but it took me probably almost 2 to 3 years to be able to do it really well on a consistent basis, all right? And I got it from a mentor, so I'm not gonna claim it at all. I got it from an old mentor of mine. And basically, it's sitting down for, in the beginning for you, it might be 5 minutes. For me now, I can get up to around 15 to 20 minutes pretty well. And it's sitting down, listening to, I have a whole bunch of, you know, YouTube clips or anything else where it's just meditation music in the background, or it's easy listening music, it can be the sound of the beach, it can be anything, right? But you sit down and you literally play out what your vision looks like. You play out almost like a movie, what your life is like when you've achieved what it is that you're working towards, right? And you play it out in all of its detail. What do I do from the moment I get up? What do I wear? What do I eat? Who do I see first? What do I do? What is my routine? What does my bank account look like when I click online or check my app? You know, what do my staff look like? What does my business model look like? What are my clients sending? What do our testimonials look like? Like, you just literally go to town playing this movie out over and over and over again. And if you're struggling to work out what that is, there's a free video on YouTube. And if I can find it, I'll put it in the description below this. But it's an old one by Frank Kern. And it's an exercise that he got from one of his mentors. It's an exercise that I do minimum once a year. And basically, you write down what is your perfect, ideal, normal day, right? And you write it down in as much detail as you can. And sometimes, you know, if you really go for it, you'll be 2, 3, 4 pages. My last one was almost 7.5 pages, right? And the point of doing that is to go from concept to reality. Like, what is this perfect, ideal, normal day look like? And then for me, that becomes the video that I play. That becomes my imagination theater. That's where I go to see this movie every single day for, like I said, between 15 to 20 minutes. And sometimes I'll create new things. I'll add different layers. I'll find new details that I focus on and gain even more clarity and connection to what it is that I want for the life that I want to live, for an average normal day for me in my perfect reality, right? And when you can do that and then you practice that and practice that and practice that, do you think you'll gain more belief in it? Right? You and I both know 100% that you will, because how do I not believe in something that I see on a daily basis, right? Seeing is believing for a lot of people, right? It's the whole reason why athletes do visualization, why, you know, artists sometimes see what they're going to put on the canvas before they've ever painted it, right? They know exactly what it's going to look like before they've made a single, you know, brush stroke. So for you, those three things are three things that for me are key to building a foundation of clarity and then allowing that clarity to empower you to take action, to then gain momentum, to then take that first step and then gain the belief on what that next step might be to then keep going, to keep moving forward. All right, last thing I'm gonna leave you with here today is a clarity reset. This is huge for me, and I didn't realize how big it was for me until probably the last 2 years where I took on a massive task, right? Opening a couple of gyms in another country, visa issues, staff issues, like everything, split family with my ex and kids and traveling the world and living in different places, and I got married during the 2 year period. Like shit was crazy, right? And often because I was so busy being busy, I lost clarity. And for me, when I lose clarity, I feel like I'm in limbo. And if I'm in limbo, that's where I instantly get uncomfortable because it means I'm not moving forward. Right? And I've learned in some ways to get really uncomfortable when I had that feeling. I'm very aware of it. When I had that feeling, I know that I've lost clarity and that's why I'm not moving forward. And that's why I'm stuck or I'm in limbo or I'm in between. Right, which is never a good place for me. And I've recognized that. Now I know what to do around it. And you're probably the same in many different ways, right? We know what we need to do or what we want to do, but yet sometimes we're not doing it, but yet we feel so busy and we've lost clarity, right? We're seeing everything here rather than seeing everything here and knowing exactly what we have to do next. So for me, a clarity reset, right, is a phones off, go somewhere. For me, sometimes I'll go for a hike. I'll sit outside somewhere. I'll even go away sometimes for a weekend. I will turn off all Facebook, all everything, literally nothing. I will pull out my favorite playlist of music. Favorite, right? And there's many. If you want to find out what some of mine are, send me a comment or I'll comment below maybe what some of your favorite playlists might be. But for me, I put something on there just I love listening to, sometimes sing along to, whatever, right? But it's just, it puts me in a good mood. And then I get out my journal, I get out a massive piece of paper, I get out a big whiteboard, right? I love my whiteboard dumping sessions, big mind maps, all right? But I put everything down or I put it on the wall or you know, I write it down, but I start breaking down everything that I want again. That's it. I don't overcomplicate it. I just literally, this whole reset is about what do I want? Right? And you got to understand this and allow yourself the permission or give yourself the permission to have whatever you want. There's no attachment to that. You are allowed to have whatever you want, right? Don't let somebody else dictate it. Don't let old belief dictate it. Don't let judgment dictate it. Whatever it is that you want, judgment free, right? Criticism free, negativity free, write it down, right? Draw your mind map, whatever you need to do, but literally just gain the clarity. But here is the key part to the actual reset, okay? Why do you want those things? Why is it important to you? Why do you want that now or in a certain time frame? Like, what is it gonna mean, right? Just ask yourself a few quality why questions, because if I cannot connect a purpose to an outcome, if I can't connect a value to my purpose, right? Why is something important to me? Like for me, everything I do is to create the freedom that I want in my life to spend more time gaining more experiences and living around as much time as I can with my kids and giving my kids experiences. Like that's it. I am not a complicated guy. I love to have experiences. I love to travel. And I love to spend time with my kids. Like that's what I love to do. I love to connect with entrepreneurs as well. And that for me is a great experience, but that's why I do everything I do. That's my biggest why, is to be able to do those things in my life. So for you, spend the time, do the reset, get clear on what it is that you want, but then also ask yourself a few quality why questions to empower that what with a purpose, all right? I am going to love you and leave you. I hope that you gain value from that. If you're new to this YouTube channel, I want you to do me a giant favor and yourself. Click on the subscribe button, also on the little bell. just tick the bell, and that way you'll get notified every week when these weekly episodes come up. If you're listening to this on my podcast or on my Facebook page, leave me a comment. Let me know what you resonated with the most. If there's anything I can do to help you, if you're stuck right now and you're trying to figure out how you're going to get this vehicle to move forward, email me, message me on Facebook. My email is adam@adammckenzie.net, and let's dive into, you know, what that current vehicle looks like for you and what you need to do to then get it moving forward, all right? Clarity is power, and now you need to spend the time creating your action plan for success based on starting with the end in mind, working back from that, creating the practical steps that you need to take to move forward, all right? And if you're not clear on what that is, do the reset. Okay, it's going to be the most powerful exercise that you can do. And like I said, I do the handwritten perfect ideal normal day once a year, every year. But then I spend every single day playing that video out in my head until it's ingrained. And I'm so clear on every single aspect of it that it's already a foregone conclusion that that's what I'm going to create. And when you can have that level of belief, man, that is powerful. Gaining certainty in an uncertain environment is huge.